Hi, everyone. This is Pat Matthews. I'm here today representing Humphrey Camardella Media Productions, the largest supplier of family-friendly entertainment on the Internet, a company that offers the best old-time radio, movies, and music from that golden age before TV was. Dennis and Bob have built a top-ranking presence at Podshow, Libsyn, Podango, and Podomatic. And the networks they represent are responsible for millions of monthly downloads. I gotta tell you, these two old-timers have proven that old-time radio never really died, but was just resting. Over the past 4 years, hundreds of thousands of regular subscribers from 9 to 90 have revived this sleeping giant. Now, the advertising world has a unique opportunity to sponsor these great shows, and for a limited time, you won't believe the prices they're offering. Don't miss out. Call today for a free quote at 806-438-7329. That's 806-438-7329. Or you can drop them a line at radiomemories@gmail.com. Don't wait. Do it now. You'll be so glad you did.
You're listening to the best of the big band era, only here at the Big Band Serenade.
Another Humphrey Camardella production.
Welcome once again to the Big Band Serenade. This week I'm going to change things up a little bit. Instead of focusing on one big band leader, we're going to listen to a smorgasbord of the great tunes from the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and the 1950s. This will be a real listening experience. So sit back and let's enjoy the wonderful world of the big band era music for the next hour. That's going to be great, isn't it? Let's start our show with a tune from 1927. The vocal is by Ruth Etting, "I'm Nobody's Baby."
Whenever we had company, they'd bounce me on their knee. The neighbors thought I was a darling child. Once I was everybody's baby, but right now I'm lonesome as can be. You see, I'm nobody's baby. I wonder why each night and day I pray the Lord up above to please send me down somebody to love. 'Cause nobody wants me. I'm blue somehow. Won't someone hear my plea? Come take a little chance with me, because I'm nobody's baby now. Thank you.
Well, up next is Ben Burney and his orchestra. I bet you haven't heard that name in a long time. Oh, I know you've heard him. He was a great jazz violinist and a radio personality. He was often introduced as the old maestro, and he was quite a showman. Well, he released in 1930, For Instance. Well, in 1932, two musical greats teamed up together and released a wonderful tune. The two greats were Louis Armstrong and Hoagy Carmichael, and the tune that they released, Rockin' Chair.
rocking chair got me done.
Oh, rock chair got you, father.
My cane laid by my side.
Cane by your side.
Fetch me that gin, son.
I ain't got no gin, father.
Boy, can you hide now?
You gonna turn my
eyes. I can't get from this cabin.
What cabin joking?
I ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere.
Just let me here grabbing.
Grabbing?
Grabbing the flies around this rocking chair.
Rocking chair.
My dear old Aunt Harriet.
Aunt Harriet.
How long in heaven you be?
Heaven you be.
Send me a sweet chariot.
Oh, chariot.
For the end of the trouble. I see
it. I see that it.
Oh, rocking chair, get it.
Rocking chair, get it. Oh.
Judgment day, yes, sir.
Judgment day, hell.
Chained to my rocking chair.
Next is Ted Lewis and his band, a very interesting individual. Besides making great music, he also had many greats that passed through his band. Jimmy Dorsey, Jack Teagard, Benny Goodman, just to name a few. Well, he was a great jazz musician, and let's listen to New Farewell Blues from 1932.
Thank you.
Our next artist needs no introduction. The great Billie Holiday from 1936, singing her hit, Summertime. Well, our next musician has quite a story. She was a classic blues singer in the 20s. She's been largely forgotten. Trixie Smith and her Syncopators. 1938, they released Jack, I Am Mellow.
up in the sky. The world seems light and I'm so right, Jack. I'm mellow. I'm gonna pop my nickel in a slot machine and play my solid cinder. I'm gonna scratch, peck, choose the cue. How's the moon a bender? I'm so high and so dry. I'm sailing in the sky. I got my roach around. I can't come down. Jack, I'm mellow.
You know, I think I got enough music to stay in the 1930s for this show. So let's continue with Hal Kemp and his orchestra from 1937. Now, this particular song reached number 11 that year, and it's called This Year's Kisses.
This year's crop of kisses don't seem as sweet to me. This year's crop just misses what kisses used to be. This year's new romance doesn't seem to have a chance, even helped by Mr. Moon above. This year's crop of kisses is not for me, for I'm still wearing last year's love.
Music is going to keep coming with a great selection by Artie Shaw and his orchestra with the vocals by the great Helen Forrest. From 1939, let's enjoy Deep Purple.
Lives on when moonlight beams.
Our next recording is of a great big band leader. I know you've all heard him before, but he began recording in 1935 under his own name, and he recorded Moonlight on the Granges with Smith Ballou as the vocalist. Yes, you've probably guessed it by now. The big band leader was Glenn Miller and his orchestra. The 1930s were full of great big band leaders, and Charlie Barnett and his orchestra were one of those great big bands. In 1936, he released When Did You Leave Heaven? This was a Walter Bullock and Richard Whiting song that was used in the movie Sing Baby Sing, 1936.
Would it be a sin? so divine. When did you leave heaven, angel mine?
Wow, that was a swell piece. Well, let's listen to another great piece by Erskine Hawkins and his orchestra with Jimmy Michael on the vocals, Polka Dottie from 1939.
Cinderella, he would call, Polka Dot, Polka Dot, Polka Dottie, come out tonight. Neath her window, he'd begin with a serenade upon a mandolin. Polka Dot, Polka Dot, Polka Dottie, come out tonight. Oh, she liked to dance the polka, and she loved the boy a lot. They were married and I heard they've got the cutest little polka dot. Someday someone's gonna call on this little lady by the garden wall. Polka dot, polka dot, polka dotty, come out tonight.
Reinhardt has astounded and thrilled numerous generations of guitar players and jazz lovers with his amazing command of the guitar. Well, let's just sit back and listen to a 1936 recording, Georgia on My Mind.
Thank you. Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, babe, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind all the night long. Georgia, Georgia, the song of you comes as soft and clear as the moonlight through the vine. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you, baby. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Let's go back to 1928 with Wiggy Malone, Trying to Stop My Crying.
Thank you.
Oh, I found another great one from 1929. It's Abe Lyman and his Californians. Ain't Misbehavin'. I do hope that you're enjoying the show today. Hey, I'd love to hear from you. You can always email me at memoriesman@gmail.com or radiomemories@gmail.com. It sure would be nice to hear from somebody. Well, anyway, we're going to listen to our next piece by Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra from 1935. The song is Four or Five Times. Thank you.
five times. Four, five times. There's delight, doing things right. Four, five times. Maybe I'll sigh, maybe I'll cry. But if I die, I won't do it four, five times. One time's nice, twice ain't bad. Just makes you realize if you can make the grade, there's more to be had. If you can get through three, then you'll begin to see. You must complete the rhyme, so you go on laying for the fifth time. Four, five times, four, five times. Four, five times. There's the light, doing things right. Four, five times. Maybe you sigh, maybe you cry. But even if you die, just one late for the fifth time. One, two, three, four.
You know, I'd be interested to know which one of these big band leaders you really like the best. There's so many great ones. Well, from 1933, we're going to listen to Don Redman and his orchestra release this wonderful piece called Sophisticated Lady. Next big band leader was dubbed the String Quartet of Dance Bands by composer Jerome Kern. The Leo Reisman Orchestra also gained fame as a launching pad for great talents, including Fred Astaire, Eddie Duchin, Harold Arlen, and Dinah Shore. In 1935, he released Take It Easy with the vocals by Jenny James. Thank you.
is for. Just remember, life is short. If you have to take it easy. Never hurry to a date. Eat your supper, let them wait. Don't get indigestion, take it easy. Just throw your chest out and rest out of doors in the sun. Lay off, you'll pay off with plenty of fun. Don't you ever tear your hair when your sweetheart gives you air. If he makes you take it easy.
Well, dear friends, it's time to end our show once again this week. If you have any comments or if you would like to have a request for a show, send them to radiomemories@gmail.com or memoriesman@gmail.com. Either one will get to me. I'm going to close our show today with a wonderful piece by Glenn Miller and his orchestra, The Day We Meet Again, with vocals by Ray Eberly from 1939.
Forget our sorrow on the day we meet again. Life will be sweet again. We'll be wondering why we parted. We'll be back to where we started on the day we meet again. While there's a star to shine, my heart has told you, no other arms but mine will ever hold you. The day we meet again, all our troubles will be ended. When two broken hearts are mended, on the day we meet again.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.